Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
Yeah, we're looking at those events again with Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hi, Diana.
Hello there.
And what have we got this week?
Oh, it's getting so busy.
It's getting towards summer, isn't it?
It really is. And of course, we've got a bank holiday next weekend, so I'll have a few bank holiday ideas for you as well. But at the moment, in Guildford House, where the Tourist Information Centre is based, it's been what I call the ladders and bubble wrap week, as one exhibition comes down and another one goes up. And I had a little look, sneaky peek round it this morning.
So you haven't been popping the bubble wrap, have you?
Oh, I'm always tempted to nick a bit of bubble wrap.
I can't resist.
It opens Saturday the 20th, and there's an exhibition going on until the 4th of June, so quite a short one. And it's called Aspects of Changing Landscape, and it's work by two artists, Kieran Leach and Tim Saunders, both of whom were born in Surrey, but they now both live in North Devon and work from North Devon. And although they both do landscapes, they're exceptionally different. Kieran's is quite small work and very dark, whereas Tim's work is bigger and more brightly coloured. But it's all different treatments of the landscapes. There's some Surrey images in there as well. On until the 4th of June, we're open 7 days a week at the moment, and entry's free. So if you're being dragged around the shops and you're bored, nip in there, it's free.
That's a good tip, that is.
So that's really good. This weekend, Saturday, is Surrey Heath Show at Frimley Lodge Park from 10 till 4. They've got all the stuff. This is their 10th anniversary, so they're pulling out all the stops. Lots of fantastic events and activities planned to bring the family along to. Big fun day out. More information at surreyheathshow.org. But they've got the usual. They've got barbecue, they've got classic car show, miniature railway. There's going to be a dog show, there's arena entertainment, Zorbing, Farnborough Concert Band, a microbrewery and refreshments, plant sale, Punch and Judy, Bouncy Castle. You name it, they've got it. That sounds like a really fun day out, and I really hope the weather's good to them. If the weather's not good, you can go in a tunnel.
What?
The Reigate Tunnel.
You won't see much there, will you?
The Reigate Tunnel Beer Festival.
Right. You didn't add that bit.
Ale for Aid. This is going to be, this is on from now right through to Sunday the 21st. And it's actually held in the tunnel. And apparently the tunnel has really good conditions.
I was going to say, yes. Yes, it keeps it cool.
Indeed. And Wildon Cave and Mine Society have allowed them to use the cave, ideal environment for the beer. Barrels are available to be sponsored. Tickets are £5, including a glass and the first half pint free. And you can buy them on the door or at the shed in Church Street, Reigate, or Stonehouse Vinyl Cafe, Bell Street, Reigate. More information, redhillredstonerotary.org. So they're raising money there for all local charities.
Excellent.
So well worth that. I think that'd be really cool venue. Reminder of the free bandstand concerts at Guildford in the Castle Grounds on Sunday. This is Camberley and District Silver Band are playing this week. It's completely free from 2 till 4. Also, do have a look out because Farnham do concerts in their park, and that Gostrey Park, and that must be starting about now, and Godalming as well. They start doing stuff, so it's well worth looking at the local websites. The wonderful charity challengers have got a motoring event on the 21st, on Sunday, 9 till 4. Tickets, admission is £20, admission and driving, £60. Challengers Motoring Event for 2017 welcomes all vintage, classic or specialist cars to join them on a bespoke route through the beautiful countryside, meeting at Denby's Wine Estate in the morning for registration at 9:30. Bring your cherished motor car for a civilised mystery drive and meet other enthusiasts. This year the drive is ending at a private museum housing some of the most iconic cars in history. And more information can be found from disabilitychallenges.org/cardrive2017. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It does.
On to Bank Holiday Weekend. There's loads of stuff to do. Some of it you might need to book in advance. Here's one I recommend you would book in advance. GoFest is taking place at Surrey Sports Park. That's on the 28th and 29th. It's the UK's family festival of sport, dance, health and fitness. Absolutely loads to do for all ages and all abilities. Lots of things you can have a go at. You can get some coaching. There's even some competitive stuff as well. If you go to the website, gofest.go.uk, you can book your tickets, but you can also book slots for things that you particularly want to do. So doing that in advance is recommended. I think they're going to be selling tickets on the gate, but if you rocked up, you might not be able to get into the particular activities that you want to do. High Clandon Vineyard, East Clandon, have got sculptures. Now, they're in the grounds. They're in the beautiful glass barn. It looks absolutely lovely. Now, they're there from 28th of May through to the 5th of June. Ticket entry is by donation to Cherry Trees, suggested £5. And these beautiful sculptures are going to be in the vineyard, the gardens and the atmospheric glass barn in the beautiful Surrey Hills, supporting Cherry Trees. There's over 100 works on sale to mark the launch of High Clandon's delectable Aurora Rosé Cuvée, a lovely sparkling rosé wine. So you can go along, taste some wine and look at these beautiful sculptures. Of course, we're coming up now to National Garden Scheme. And what I would recommend, wherever you are in Surrey, get onto the National Garden Scheme website, put in your website or your postcode or your town, and they'll tell you what's open near you. But here's one or two very special ones. There's the Hidden Gardens of Greyshot in Headley Road, Greyshot, near Hindhead. That's going to be open on the 28th and 29th. And seriously, just go and search that on our Visit Guildford website, because the images they gave me are stunning.
Really? Yeah, I've never been.
And as she's sending it through for me to put up on the website, I'm like, wow, I want to go to that. It looks amazing. So on both days, it's open from 12 till 6. Tickets are £6 for adults, but that covers both days if you wanted to go back for another day. Children under 12 are completely free. Now, there are more than 25 gardens committed to open on the 2 days. Several new gardens and some of the fabulous former favourites. Plants are being potted ready for sale, and bakers are practising for some delicious homemade cakes that make visiting the gardens so tasty. It's a 2 day entry, only £6 for the 2 days, and it's going to be great fun. They've got lots of stuff for the kids to do as well. But seriously, just have a look on that website, because those pictures, especially the white wisteria, oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Going to things that go bat in the night, Hatchlands have got a bat walk. Takes place on the 25th of May, 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. Adults £7, children £4. You can go for a delightful twilight walk through the parkland to see how many species of bat you can spot. Bat detectors are provided.
Don't get Batman outfits.
Yeah, no Batmobiles. No. Right, here's one. Here's your challenge. Can you find this record by the time we finish this?
Oh, right, go.
At G Live on Friday, the 26th of May at 8 o'clock, Soul to Soul.
Oh, yes.
Of Back to Life fame. Just in case I'm hinting which one you've got to look
for. Yeah.
Soul to Soul revolutionised R&B and the art of cool with Jazzy B and Karen Wheeler. And they're coming with their live orchestral bands and extended DJ set. So if you fancy a little bit of 90s throwback, yeah, they were 90s, weren't they?
Indeed.
A little bit of a boogie, that's where you head to. Tickets on GLive website. Guildford Cathedral, coming towards the end of all their restoration work. They've got an event Wednesday the 24th of May from 10 till 3, where you can go and have a Cathedral Treasury study day. Now, I don't know if you've ever visited Guildford Cathedral, but as you go in on the left-hand side at the back, they've got like a mini museum with the most amazing artefacts collected by the cathedral and some from various other places, including Canterbury and Chichester cathedrals. And there's a long history to each piece, and they're all ecclesiastical artefacts. They're absolutely fascinating. There's no charge for this, and there's free refreshments, and you can purchase your lunch at the refectory should you wish. Shop and cathedral are also open to visitors, and of course it's free parking, so what's not to love? So that's really interesting. It's amazing stuff there. Loseley Park have an exhibition right up until the 31st of May, so you can go there on the bank holiday. It's open Sunday to Thursday, 11 till 5, and it's an exhibition in their walled garden, which of course is more wisteria, although theirs is bluey mauve, of African stone sculptures, both traditional and modern, by two sculptures from Zimbabwe. Normal park admission applies. And Loseley will be open full time soon.
That sounds good.
I do love a bit of Loseley. Just a reminder, Hogsback Brewery have their tours starting. They do tours on Saturday, 10:30, 1 o'clock and 3:30, or Sundays, 2:30, and then Wednesday to Friday at 6:30 in the evening, so you can go after work if you don't mind partying on a school night. £15 per person. And a reminder that they also do vouchers. And that's a really nice present for somebody, giving them vouchers for Hogsback.
That's a good idea.
Especially men, because they're so hard to buy for. So it's a nice gift for them.
Better than a pair of socks.
Absolutely. Yes, it's my little fallback, actually, if I've got a man to buy for. We go, yeah, we'll have some of that. On Saturday the 27th of May, there's a brilliant adult workshop taking place at Cranley Arts Centre. It's an introduction to patchwork stained glass window. Students will be introduced to the art of stained glass window patchwork. Make a small picture showing a sunrise. required equipment is a sewing machine in working order, and students must be confident using it alone. Walking foot and quarter inch ruler desirable, but tutors can be used if necessary. You'll also need to bring a basic sewing kit and fabric scissors. All other materials will be supplied, and the workshop fee is £50. So if it's something you wanted to get into, I would strongly recommend it. Also at Cranley Arts Centre, just a reminder, if you are into needlework and knitting and so on, every Friday at 10:30 they have a knit and natter group.
I like that. More natter than knitting, I wonder?
Probably. And it's completely free. If you're nifty with needles or fancy being a wonder with wool, join them for tea and biscuits, knitting and nattering in relaxed surroundings. All abilities welcome. Bring your own yarn and needles. No booking is necessary. Just turn up, and a small donation towards the tea would be welcome. That's a much nicer name. There's another one that I know of that exists in Guildford, and that's called Stitch and Bitch.
Is that more accurate?
Possibly. I think Knit and Natter is much nicer. Our wonderful friends at Main Chance Sanctuary have got a golf day on the 23rd of May at 12:30. It's £240 to enter a team of four, taking place at West Surrey Golf Club. You can contact golf@mainchancesanctuary.org if you want to book in. There's lots of prizes going, and there'll be raffles and all sorts of things like that. But of course, it all goes to help the horses. On the 24th of May at 7 o'clock, Watts Gallery Artist Village have got an evening of Victorian song. And pianist and broadcaster David Owen Norris presents an evening of Victorian music, recreating Watts's 80th birthday party, featuring classical music by Handel and popular Victorian songs. So you can have a little step back in time, since we're celebrating all things Watts this year. Way in at Arran Canal, 25th of May, they have their cream tea cruise.
Ooh.
Now, cream teas are a bit of a favourite with me anyway. To have that, like, really nice and slow and watching the world go by from a different angle. It's 2:15 in the afternoon, and it's only £13. That's actually really cheap.
That's
for
good,
cream
isn't
tea.
It?
And you get the boat trip as well. So it's the first of their cream tea trips this year for you to enjoy while watching the countryside drift by. Slightly more energetic. Bank Holiday weekend, 27th and 28th, there's a Bird of Prey weekend at RHS Wisley. It's 10 till 5, completely free with garden entry, and they've got those magnificent birds back again with their expert handlers that will be able to ask all your questions while the birds show off on their perches. Dorking South Street cave tours are open over the bank holiday on the 27th of May. You can also book group tours by appointment if you've got a group of friends you want to take there. And you go around the caves, and there's some very knowledgeable volunteers. You end up 50 feet below street level.
Really? Deep as that?
Indeed. 28th of May, Albury Vineyard. They've only got a few tickets left, so if you want this, grab it. Sparkling afternoon tea. It's £30 a person at 3 o'clock. And it's celebrating English Wine Week. They're delighted to welcome the Dabbling Duck, voted Cafe of the Year 2016 in the Surrey Live Food and Drink Awards, to the vineyard for afternoon tea. Sun will be shining, of course, and tea served both in the vineyard barn and on the patio overlooking the beautiful vineyard. And there's bound to be something sparkly as well. And, of course, finishing up with Surrey County Show.
Of course. What
now,
else?
Now, we will be there in the big Visit Guildford marquee.
Ooh.
Which, although the organising is right up to date, it's going to be chaos, so do come and say hello. If you're there early, I'd say before 12:30, you stand a really good chance of getting one of our wonderful goodie bags packed with lots of discount vouchers and other bits and pieces. But when you come and find us, you'll find a medieval knight and his lady.
Oh.
A panda.
Right.
A gorilla with bananas.
As you would.
A big picture frame that you could take a selfie through. You can have a go at some pottery.
Right.
I'm hoping there'll be food. There'll definitely be drink, because we've got Hogsback Brewery there.
Yeah, and a selfie with a gorilla.
And it's going to be just the usual brand of Surrey County Show chaos. So please come and say hi, because I'm there all day long.
Worth it just to see you, Diane.
Oh, bless you, Greg. So it's hard work, but it's fun. I've tried to organise the weather. Can't promise anything, but I've had a bit of a go. But there you go.
It's always a huge show, though, isn't it?
It's massive, and they've got so much going on. I really do recommend attempting to buy tickets in advance, either from Visit Guildford or from the county show. You save £2 a ticket on the adult ticket, and you don't have to queue to get in.
Good idea.
So if you know you're going, come hell or high water or rain, get your ticket in advance, because if it turns out to be a sunny day, what happens is they queue literally around the block, and you're going to waste an hour of your day queuing up just to get in.
So
if you've got a ticket in advance, you go through on fast track, and you've saved £2 for an adult ticket. So what's not to love?
Indeed, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Diana, for taking us through everything, and we look forward to seeing you again next week.
See you next week.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.